KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, recapping some Saturday high school sports, Saturday was a busy day for local high school wrestling tournaments. At the Roland Dyer Tournament in Atlantic, it was Atlantic Cam coming up a winner as they stormed back in the championship round to outpoint Glenwood 224-223 to take the championship in their own tourney. Sioux City North was third, Riverside fourth, Bondurant Farrar fifth. Individually, Atlantic had five champions, Dylan Cox at 120, Darian Schwenke at 126. Jacob Johnson was the champ at 160, Keegan Hosfeldt took the 195-pound title, and Tyler Christensen winning at 220 pounds in that meet Saturday. At the Tri-Center Invitational, East Mills won the team title with a 182 total. Harlan was second with a 169 Tri-Center. Kemper Catholic and West Monona round out the top five. Harlan had four champs. East Mills, Tri-Center, and Kemper Catholic all had two individual champions in that meet. At the Coon Rapids Bayard Invitational on Saturday, South Central Calhoun won the team title with a 203.5 total. Audubon with a 181.5 was second. Coon Rapids Bayard, Guthrie Center, and Panorama round out the top five. Audubon had three champions individually, Colin Subert at 106, Brad Kirkhoff at 126, and Matt Fett at 220 pounds. Exira EHK placed seventh in the team competition. They had two individual champs in Evan Hansen at 182 and Trey Sander at 195. Also, Tucker Patrick of Guthrie Center was a champ at 132 pounds Saturday. At the Creston Orient Maxburg Invitational, it was Creston OM winning the team title with a 308 total. Dallas Center Grimes had a 288 for second. Green County, Bedford Lennox, and Mount Air are the top five teams. Creston OM had five individual champions. And at the Gary Christian Invitational at Winterset Saturday, Osage was the team champ with a 220 total. Clarinda placed second at 199.5. They also had three individual champions in that Saturday meet. Also on Saturday, some high school basketball play and boys action Saturday. From the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan beating ADM 73-44. East Sac County knocked off Kemper Catholic 54-48. In the Rolling Valley Conference, boys action Saturday night, it was Adair Casey over Exira EHK 68-39. Arweva beat Glenn Ralston 56-35. Bowyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute 59-41. Peyton Sherdan beat Woodbine 56-47. And West Harrison downing Cam 61-37. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was East Mills over Riverside, 62-47. Otibolt Arthur BCIG beat IKM Manning, 69-56. Also in boys action, Nottoway Valley beat Clark, 81-46. Pleasantville over Bedford, 66-61. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Blair, Nebraska, 53-46. And Nebraska City Lords, a winner over Thomas Jefferson, 60-49. In Saturday girls basketball, from the Hawkeye 10, Harlan a winner over ADM 71-45. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County 63-51. In Rolling Valley Conference girls play, it was Adair Casey over Exira EHK 66-55. Bowyer Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 58-55. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 75-63. West Harrison edging Cam 39-38. From the Western Iowa Conference, IKM Manning a winner, 77-44 over Otibolt Arthur BCIG. Also in girls' hoops, it was Nottoway Valley edging Clark 49-47. Bedford beat Pleasantville 59-36. Blair, Nebraska over Abraham Lincoln 53-42. And Nebraska City Lords topping Thomas Jefferson by a 47-30 final score. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes finally got the signature road win that they've been looking for. Iowa erased a 9-point second-half deficit, and they roared by third-ranked Ohio State yesterday for an 84-74 victory.
You know, I'm just thrilled for our guys. When you work as hard as we do, you know, to be able to watch them and experience them enjoying a victory and the celebration in the locker room, and, you know, that's what it's all about. And now what they do is they enjoy it for a day or so, and then we start to go to work again and go back to being businesslike for Minnesota.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes only committed 10 turnovers and out-rebounded the Buckeyes 40-31.
You cannot come into this building, turn the ball over, and get out rebounded and expect to win. Not only is that you're not going to win, you're going to get drilled. But I think you make a great point. When I went back to Mel late, his tip-in was huge. When the other team really needs a stop and we keep them on D, we shoot a shot that's decent, we miss it, they want to run out, and we tip it in, it just changes everything. And that was a big play in the game.
Roy Devin Marble led the Hawkeyes with 22 points as Iowa went 21 of 26 at the charity stripe.
You know, he just played free and easy. He played with confidence. He settled everybody else down. You know, he gets to the free throw line 11 times. He goes 7 for 13. You know, he's got assists. He's got steals. I mean, he was just all over the place. And I'm just so happy for him. He's an incredibly hard worker, phenomenal captain. You know, I pulled him aside with about a minute 20 to go. I said, come on now, let's get us home. He said, I got to go. We're good. And he did.
Marble said the Hawkeyes turned the game around in the second half with their defense.
The zone was wonderful to us. I told the guys, just account for the people behind me, and I'm gonna take some chances and go for some steals, and I was able to do so. Also, we were able to force some turnovers that were big for us down the stretch. And like you said, we nailed our free throws when it was down to the point.
Marble says the Hawkeyes made the key plays down the stretch.
I just wanted to come out and find a way to make the plays down the stretch to help my team win. Whitey was big time for us. Mel with the double-double was big for us. Zach struggled a little bit today. I just told him, just keep shooting. You know, don't worry about it. You're a great player. Just keep shooting. And Jared was able to contribute double figures for us, too. But it was just all-around great team effort, especially on the road.
Marble says it was a very big win for the Hawkeyes.
We wanted this bad. We've been playing very well. And sometimes in a couple of our losses, and when you look at the final score, it didn't go in our favor as far as the result. But tonight we was able to get it in our favor. And it was a big-time showing on national television for us.
Aaron White added 18 points, and Melson Basabi had 11 points and 10 rebounds as Iowa improves to 3-1 in the Big Ten, and they're 14-3 overall on the season. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball, number 1 Arizona beat Southern Cal 73-53. Number 12 Louisville over SMU 71-63. 13th ranked San Diego State beating Air Force 79-72. Washington knocked off number 15 Colorado 71-54. Stanford topping number 17 Oregon 82-80, while Northwestern knocked off number 23 Illinois 49-43. Iowa State isn't sure if point guard DeAndre Kane will be available for tonight's game against number 18 Kansas because of an ankle injury. Kane sprained his left ankle late in Saturday's 82-75 loss to Oklahoma, the first of the season for the ninth-ranked Cyclones. Kane was carried off the court by teammates, but Coach Fred Hoiberg says his availability for the matchup against the rival Jayhawks will be a game-day decision. Kane says his sprained ankle remains sore, adding that he will try to do everything he can to play against the Jayhawks. Kane, a senior transfer from Marshall, has blossomed into one of the nation's most versatile players. He's averaging 16.5 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 6.1 assists per game. In the NBA last night, just three games, Memphis beat Atlanta 108-101. It was Sacramento 124-80 over Cleveland, and San Antonio dumping Minnesota 104-86. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Buffalo beat Washington in a shootout 2-1. The New York Islanders over Dallas 4-2. Chicago beat Edmonton 5-3. Minnesota over Nashville 4-0. Toronto topping New Jersey in a shootout 3-2. The New York Rangers beat Philadelphia 4-1, and Anaheim blanking Detroit 1-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
It'll be the Denver Broncos hosting the New England Patriots in the AFC title game next Sunday before the San Francisco 49ers take on the Seahawks in Seattle for the NFC crown. The Broncos advance by holding off a late San Diego rally after the Niners came back to beat the Panthers in Carolina. The Broncos jumped out to a 17-0 lead before holding on for a 24-17 win over the visiting Chargers. Peyton Manning tossed touchdown passes to Wes Welker and Demaryius Thomas in the first half and was 25 of 36 for 230 yards and one pick. Knowshon Moreno had a three-yard touchdown run to make it 24-7 with 8:12 remaining before Phillip Rivers led the Chargers on back-to-back scoring drives to close the gap. Nick Novak hit a 30-yard field goal with 3:53 left to play, less than 2 minutes after Rivers threw a 16-yard TD pass to Keenan Allen. But Rivers never got back on the field following Novak's kick as the Broncos picked up three first downs to run out the clock. Rivers ended up 18 of 27 for 217 yards for the Chargers, who gained just 65 yards on 18 carries. Meanwhile, San Diego allowed Moreno and Monte Ball to combine for 134 rushing yards. Well, the Niners advanced by scoring the last 17 points in a 23-10 triumph over the Panthers. The Panthers led 10-6 until Colin Kaepernick hit Vernon Davis with a 5-yard touchdown pass with 5 seconds left in the first half. Kaepernick added a 4-yard touchdown run and was 15 of 28 for 196 yards. Anquan Boldin had 8 catches for 136 yards, and Frank Gore ran for 84 yards on 17 carries for the Niners. They held the Panthers quarterback Cam Newton in check, intercepting him twice and sacking him 5 times. Newton also was stopped short on keepers from the San Francisco 1-yard line. The 49ers now prepare for their third meeting with the Seahawks this season. San Francisco absorbed a 29-3 beating in Seattle in Week 2, and they pulled out a 19-17 win over the Seahawks in Week 14. Well, the Chiefs have signed 7 players to reserve futures contracts, including running back Joe McKnight, a former fourth-round pick of the New York Jets. Also signed by the Chiefs on Saturday were linebacker Jordan Campbell, cornerback DeMarcus Van Dyke, defensive tackle Dominique Hamilton, offensive tackle R.J. Dill, defensive back Jerron McMillan, and defensive end Brandon Moore. The Chiefs did not announce those signings, which showed up on the NFL's transaction report. McKnight is the most notable name among the 7 players. The former Southern California star played in 39 games over 3 seasons with the Jets, running for 502 yards and catching 17 passes for 177 yards. He also returned kicks and punts. McKnight was released by the Jets before this season. In golf, Jimmy Walker has 2 victories in his last 6 PGA tournaments after going 187 starts without a career win. Walker trailed by 1 shot with 4 holes remaining before carding 3 straight birdies to overtake Harris English and win the Sony Open in Honolulu. Walker closed with a 7-under par 63 for a 17-under total. Runner-up Chris Kirk had a chance to force a playoff until he missed a 30-foot eagle chip on number 18. And down under, a self-admitted rusty, Novak Djokovic began his bid for a 4th consecutive Australian Open title with a straight sets win on Monday. He stayed on course for a 5th Australian title, hoping to be the first man to achieve that feat since the Open era began in 1968. Top-ranked Serena Williams extended her winning streak to 23 matches, and she cruised into the second round with a straight sets win. Sister Venus, though, is one and done. The 7-time Grand Slam winner was up 3-0 in the final set, but she lost her opening round match at Melbourne for the 2nd time. 4th-seeded Lee Na dropped just 2 games, advancing to the 2nd round. 9th-seeded Angelique Kerber also reached round number 2. First-round winners on the men's side include 3rd-ranked David Ferrer, 8th-seed Stanislav Wawrinka, and American Sam Querrey, as action continues at Melbourne for the Australian Open, the first major on the tennis schedule for the year. It's very hot right now in Melbourne. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.